The following program is paid content from the Organization Free Your Children. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of Free Your Children and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Kennedy Broadcasting Company, LLC, its owners, and management. Welcome in to Free Your Children, sharing truth and love about education. And here's your host, Tiffany Boyd.
Hello, welcome to Free Your Children on WKOM 101.7. I'm your host, Tiffany Boyd, and our mission here at Free Your Children is to share the truth and love about education. There's a battle raging for the souls of our nation's children, and I hope this ministry equips you for battle. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Ephesians 6, 10 through 11. I want to thank Safe Storage for sponsoring today's show. If you have storage needs and you're in the Middle Tennessee area, you can reach out to safestoragetn.com and they will take care of all your storage needs. Also, if you have financial needs, reach out to JP Financial Services. He will take care of you. I also want to thank our supporters of Free Your Children. We have a lot of silent supporters who make possible what we have here today, such as our radio show and all of the work that we're doing here at Free Your Children. And I want everyone to know that we are so thankful for your support. And we also have a wonderful volunteer network, and we are thankful for everything that they do as well. If you are interested in finding out more about Free Your Children and what this ministry does, you can find us at freeyourchildren.com. We also have a toolkit on our website now that I hope that you will check out. There are several topics on that toolkit that you might find of interest, and you can click on those different resources there and find articles and radio shows to give you more information on each one. We are trying to keep the website updated as quickly as possible. We have a busy legislative session here in Tennessee. And things are moving rapidly, but we're trying to keep information there on legislation that we are currently tracking. You can also find Free Your Children over on X, Telegram, Facebook, of course. You can send me an email at freeyourchildren@gmail.com with questions and topics. I would be happy to hear from you. I am also a monthly contributor to the Murfreesboro Pulse. You can go to the Borough Pulse. That's BOROPULSE.com. There I have a dedicated author page, and you can read all the articles that I have posted to date about education. Free Your Children also has a Rumble channel. We're really excited. Next week, we actually film our first series of TV shows, the Free Your Children TV show. So we're going to be talking about parental rights, educational freedoms, and legislation that's been unfolding in Tennessee, and we are excited about launching that as well. We were back in the Capitol yesterday, Free Your Children. We had a great group, and thank you to those who were willing to come out and stand in solidarity with Free Your Children and opposition to certain pieces of legislation that we have been tracking that are moving through our legislature. Of course, if you have been following us for any length of time, you know that we are opposed to the voucher legislation that is moving through currently. And so yesterday we were in both the House committee. It was the subcommittee for Finance, Ways and Means for Bill HB 1183, the voucher bill. It was actually rolled to next week. And then we were in the Senate, same bill, different number. The Senate bill number is SB 503 for the voucher legislation. It was rolled as well. We were expecting that, but we wanted to make our presence known so our legislators could see us and the families that are in opposition to that particular piece of legislation. It was an interesting day at the Capitol. I was interviewed a couple of different times. Those interviews are floating around somewhere. I hope you'll find those and check those out. Also, we were there to hear in the House HB 2922, which is the at-risk boarding charter school facility legislation that we are also opposed to. And that one was actually placed behind the calendar because there's a fiscal note attached to that one. So that one will come back as well. So contact your legislators, ask them to vote no on the voucher bill and this at-risk boarding charter school legislation. Additionally, today on the floor of the House, they are voting on the fake parental rights bill that we've been warning about. And that's HB 2936, I believe is the number on that one. It's not too late. Contact your representatives even right now. If they're, I don't know what time it starts. I think it's at 11. But contact your representatives and let them know, you know, that this isn't legislation that you support, and have a conversation with them about why this is dangerous to parental rights in the state of Tennessee. I am very excited about the guest that we have today with us. I have interviewed this wonderful woman before. Her name is Stacy Shore. Welcome, Stacy. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Tiffany. Thank you so much.
It's an honor to have you here. I'm going to let you introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them who you are and what you want them to know about you.
Well, I think the most important thing is that I am a believer in Jesus Christ. I'm a Christian and I'm proud of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as everything in society is trying to sway us to have a biblical, I mean, a worldview that doesn't match that of ours, that we have a biblical worldview, I try to see everything through the lens of, you know, what it means to be a Christian and mm-hmm. truly what the biblical worldview would drive us to. So that is the first and most important thing. I said, when God first got me involved in activism, he tells me to pay attention. Mm-hmm. And anytime God says, pay attention, it started with the math for me. So I'm a mother mm-hmm. of three children that are now older. Mm-hmm. But my fight in activism started when they were little. And so it started with the math. And I also have to say, I'm a very proud wife of almost 30 years to my husband.
Congratulations.
So those are the most important things in my life. I have sold real estate for almost 30 years also. So property rights have been very big mm-hmm. for me mm-hmm. and just making sure that people's property rights are protected, because we see this massive push for the Agenda 21, mm-hmm. You know, this whole circus that yeah. people don't understand is called sustainability, but that's what we're seeing in education.
Absolutely.
So my story just started when my oldest son, who's 24 now, mm-hmm. was a third grader, and The reading had been hard, because we were doing whole language. And so trying to be the mom that had all of the things right, which would be, I went out when they said that he needed help in first grade with reading. I bought hooked on phonics. I did magnet boards. We would sound out all of the, you know, the reading words. And then I got called in. And he was doing fantastic at home, but I got called in, and the teacher said to me, hey, are you helping him at home? And I was like, I am, yes. And I was so proud, because I felt like I was doing what I was supposed to be doing as a parent. And she told me, you're really confusing him. You need to stop helping him. And that was like the first, and I didn't know anything about teaching or. So I thought, I don't want to hurt him, but I knew at home he was gaining ground. Well, I didn't even understand what this thing called whole language was. Uh-huh. And I learned quickly that in the span of two years, my son had not made any gains.
Right.
As me being a mom and stepping back and doing what I was told, he wasn't making gains.
Right.
And so by third grade, they bring in the math. And once again, he'd bring his math home, and he was really good with numbers. Mm-hmm. And so when he would come home and I would show him how to do, you know, 12 plus 18, carry the one, and he would get all of his questions right, I got called in again. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he got all of his questions right, and he brings home a paper with all of his questions counted wrong. Mm-hmm. And I called the teacher and I'm like, what is going on? I know it's right. I know he gets it. She's like, oh, yeah. It's about the process, the mm-hmm. accepted process, and not as much about the answer.
Yep.
We want to make sure. And that's when God just said, okay, pay attention.
Right.
And that was where when a teacher can tell you that you cannot teach your kid mm-hmm. what you know to be correct, and that you are not allowed to teach him, and that every time you try to help your kids, they would say, don't help me, mom. You're old fashioned. You're yeah. doing it the wrong way. Mm-hmm. It became a real wedge between parents and children.
Absolutely.
And that, I think I started to realize that what we're dealing with was when God said, pay attention, mm-hmm. because the wedge that was being created through this new math mm-hmm. was way more than math.
Right.
It was basically putting kids in a box, telling them that the school or the teacher or the curriculum knows better. Mom and dad are old fashioned. And I said, 12 years later, you know, we're seeing men are women and women are men. Mm-hmm. That we have devolved to that place from right. 2 + 2 = 4. And that's where I think that's where my activism started.
Right.
Was that we then started, we didn't know at the time that was common for.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah. I pulled my son out mm-hmm. Of his reading class. We got tutoring. Within about 3 months, my son was reading above grade level mm-hmm. because they were teaching him phonics.
Right.
And exactly. I started to realize that we were holding kids back on purpose. Schools are holding them back for funding on purpose. Mm-hmm. And I just took his education into my own hands. He graduated in the top 10% of his class in a large school. Mm-hmm. He's thrived ever since. But when I took hold, that's when things changed. And that's when we started to realize, okay, this is the Obama administration's mm-hmm. version of education. It's called Common Core.
Right.
It wasn't about standards or improving education. It was literally about standardizing everything.
Yes.
And dumbing education down to where kids can be controlled and managed as adults.
Absolutely.
And that became very apparent.
And placing teachers and professionals at the school in a place of prominence over the parents. And I've heard this multiple times, and you're exactly right. I have heard parents have come to me before and said, if they had their children in public school, I can't help my child with the classwork because if I show them how to do it the way we did it when we were in school, they count it wrong because they 100%. Don't. Yeah, it doesn't matter if they get the correct answer. It's if they do not do it and execute it exactly the way Common Core mandates that they do, the child gets penalized for it. So that's great that you took the responsibility of making sure that your child was, you know, able to thrive and getting what they, you know, needed to get, irregardless of what they were telling you, you know, there in the classroom. Yeah. So congratulations to you on that. Tell me how, I know that you're in Missouri, and if people mm-hmm. follow For Your Children, I have wonderful things to say about Missouri. You guys are a powerhouse there. You are doing so many wonderful things, and I know we're going to talk about many of those things today, but you are directly involved with the Missouri Moms Against Common Core, correct?
I am. I actually started that group, that Facebook group. We uh-huh. have about 6,000 people that follow that.
Right.
One of the administrators now of that group. I also have a podcast and a Substack called Shield Maidens of Missouri. Uh-huh. And we have a weekly update that it covers the full gamut of what's happening in real time in Missouri politics and the yes. legislature. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that I do dedicate quite a bit of time to with my friend Lisa Panette. Uh-huh. But Moms Against Common Core is still very active and has a strong following. And it's an outlet that we use mm-hmm. to educate parents on the truth. I traveled to over 150 cities in about a period of less than a year, mm-hmm. educating parents across Missouri about what Common Core was over 10 years ago.
Right.
So in that, I established a pretty significant following. Uh-huh. And unfortunately, I've been right about everything I predicted.
Yes.
And then some.
Yeah.
It's even worse. There's a credibility there that we gained through a lot of hard work mm-hmm. And just educating. And we were one of the first states mm-hmm. in the country to pass a Kill Common Core bill. It was yes. Indiana and Missouri.
Yeah.
But you also learn a lot about the corruption of politics and that.
Amen.
And undermine, even when a law is passed,
yeah.
you allow the Department of Education to promulgate the rules
yep.
that bill is passed.
Yep.
That's where the part lives.
And that is exactly what we're dealing with here in Tennessee, because yeah. the Department of Education has the power and the authority to promulgate rules. And that is where we're getting into all these issues in the state of Tennessee. And while we're dealing with what we're dealing with, I knew that you guys had launched a mass education campaign there in Missouri. And I think that the work that you have done there has led to a lot of the other wonderful things that has been able to occur in Missouri because you laid that foundation. How did you get past the resistance? Because I know in Tennessee, I personally have dealt with so much censorship from conservatives that do not want the general populace educated about these particular topics. How did you overcome that, Stacey?
Well, that's a really good question. And just know, it wasn't just me. There were so many phenomenal women that traveled Missouri, Jill Noble, Beth Balin, Gretchen Loge, Mary Burns. There was a nucleus of incredibly smart and motivated women to just get the truth out.
Right.
We didn't get paid for it, but in doing so, we took our beatings from superintendents 12 years ago. We would walk into rooms, but people knew something was wrong, Tiffany.
Yeah.
And so when people knew something was wrong, we would walk into rooms that were standing room only, and people wanted to hear the truth.
Yeah.
And so we bring PowerPoint presentations with us, and we would show people.
Right.
Because you can't just tell them, because it sounds far-fetched that nobody would ever believe you unless they saw the documents in person.
Exactly. You have to bring the receipts. Absolutely.
You do. And so that's what we became really good at, was being able to back up every single thing we said. So we were prepared and equipped to have debates with superintendents who clearly hated us. But the fact was, we could show the data of what was happening, and parents knew what was going on with their children.
Right.
And so when we could come in and explain that, we gained such favor and credibility among the public, but it didn't come without a price. I mean, certainly they tried to discredit us, and it was ugly. And I'll tell you this, Missouri legislature, when we were fighting Common Core, the head of the budget committee line itemed $8 for heavy duty aluminum foil, because he said we wore aluminum foil hats, like that we were team black helicopters and wearing aluminum foil hats. And it was funny, but it wasn't funny, because it made national news, and he became a tyrant because God's favor went before us.
Right.
Like, I say this, this is my favorite quote. It's St. Augustine. The truth is like a lion. Set it free. You do not have to defend it. It will defend itself. And that's what happened.
Amen.
So now this fight, 10, 12 years later, all those people with their kids grown now, they know how right we were.
Yep.
And so the time, not just myself, but like I said, so many other amazing women did, and just volunteering their time and committing to telling the truth.
Yeah.
God called us that.
Right.
And so that helped us tremendously in this fight, because they can't point to any area that we were wrong before. And now we're sounding the alarm.
Right.
And those people that were so supportive that many years ago, they're on the front lines with us now.
Right.
And so, anyway,
well, that's fantastic. That's fantastic that you were able to build that network.
Yes, they're wonderful.
Yeah,
and it's a sisterhood. Like somebody the other day, sometimes the best, you make the best friends in the heat of the battle.
Absolutely.
And I would say that this army of women, the Shield Maidens of Missouri, that's all of the women, and there's some wonderful men. I don't want to downplay that.
Right,
but you know, the nexus of what we've done, our fight, has involved women that have really committed to the fight. But now what we're seeing with the new bill, the new, quote, government school choice bills, that's showing up. The men are starting to come to the table.
Good.
And that is just, it's a really powerful moment right now for Missouri. So we're watching day by day.
Yep.
But fighting a lot the same thing you're fighting in Texas, I mean, Tennessee.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I was actually sitting in committee yesterday, and I received a text message or a private message from a follower of my ministry, For Your Children. And they were asking me if I was aware of what was occurring with the omnibus education bill in Missouri, and asking me, you know, to bring attention to it. And I said, well, I shared that 2 days ago, and ironically, tomorrow my guest on my radio show is coming on, so we can go into detail about exactly what is going on in Missouri. So we're going to have to take a break in just a minute, but can you briefly just kind of give an overview of how, I know this is a loaded question, how Common Core is connected to school choice?
Oh gosh, well, it's the end, it's the death knell. It's the last phase. So Common Core was never just a set of standards.
Right.
Common Core was a whole initiative. And so understanding one component of Common Core was the accreditation model.
Right.
So getting, like, our state board of ed, the ability to accredit or unaccredit schools based on tests you cannot see. So in Missouri, in our public schools, you take a test, an end of the year test. We call it the MAP test. And with that one test, No teacher can see after it's administered what the questions are.
Right.
No parent, student, no administrator. We don't know who's writing the test. We don't know the rubric they're using to grade it. But that one test gives a score for the school's accreditation. It evaluates teachers and it evaluates students.
Mm-hmm.
This is a total communist model.
Yep.
That they can send out a test that only the children can see. Teachers cannot look over the shoulders of children.
Right.
And see the questions.
Yep, absolutely.
It is insanity.
It is insanity. And we're going to delve into that when we come back from our break. So you don't want to miss this. Join us right back here after a short break.
Hey, this is George Plaster, and for the very best in sports, keep your dial on 101.7 FM WKOM.
For 60 years, people have shopped Parks Motor Sales to get the best vehicles and the best service. ParksMotorSales.com has details on new Buicks, certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, financing, certified technicians, parts, tires, and much more. Stop by 919 Nashville Highway, take a Buick for a test drive, and learn why the Buick Encore and Buick Enclave are among America's most reliable vehicles. Experience the new Buick at Parks Motor Sales.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, this is Steve, the garbage man. Y'all have heard me talk in the past about Packer, our mascot dog. Well, I have some sad news about Packer. She recently crossed over the Rainbow Bridge to join our other beloved pets of the past. Packer lived out her final days on our farm in Water Valley. She had a great 14 years of life after being rescued by Don from being thrown away as a pup in someone's garbage. Rest in peace, Packer.
Hi, this is Dr. Wendy Tui from the Dr. Gill Center. Most chronic back problems are caused by compression from the disc becoming thinner and bulging as we get older. All we have to do is treat the disc by gently decompressing the spine. You may not have to rely on dangerous drugs, risky injections, and often unnecessary surgeries. If you are experiencing neck, back, hip, or leg pain, it's likely we can help you. Initial exam and x-rays, $39. Call me painfree.com or 615-551-9224.
One of our objectives at Caledonian Financial is to impact our clients and friends in a positive manner. Whether it's a friendly voice, a smile and a wave as you walk past our office, or supporting our community, the Caledonian team is actively involved through our memberships in Kiwanis, Rotary, Murray Alliance Circle of Excellence, volunteering in Boy Scouts and 4-H, serving on a variety of boards and more. We stay connected to Murray County. This is Daisy Cook with Caledonian Financial in historic downtown Columbia.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through NBC Securities Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly. Pick a number between 0 and 9. That's right. Now pick another one. Right again. Now pick one more. Wow, you're on a roll. Now, if you only would have played them. Play your lucky numbers today with 3 daily drawings and top prizes of $500 to $5,000. And add Wild Ball for more winning combos. Cash 3 and Cash 4. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, moolah-making fun. Please play responsibly.
Each week on History's Hook, we'll be bringing you interesting and informative stories from the past in an effort to connect the history in our own backyard to the big events that compose national and world history. I'm your host, Tom Price. This is not your high school history class. We're going to make history fun and compelling. We're going to get you hooked.
History's Hook with your host, Tom Price, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. right here on WKOM 101.7 FM Front Porch Radio. Join us for a journey through time.
Welcome back to the Free Your Children Radio Show. I am your host, Tiffany Boyd, and we are joined today with Stacy Shore from Missouri. Stacy is the founder of Missouri Moms Against Common Core, and we are so thankful to have her with us today. And there is a lot going on in Missouri. Right before we took the break, we were talking about Common Core, you know, what its connection was with school choice and how it really was a death knell, and how all of these things are interrelated. And I know that Missouri is dealing with some legislation that has people up in arms across the United States. I know people in Tennessee are following it because they're messaging me about it, Stacy. So will you explain what's going on there with this big omnibus education bill and why it's so dangerous and why everyone is so concerned?
Well, I think that what everyone needs to realize, again, we just touched on Common Core, but this is the end game. Mm-hmm. So in Missouri, there's a lobbyist named Kate Cassis, who when we fought Common Core 12 years ago, she was front and center fighting all the moms in Missouri and the parents in Missouri. She's the author. She actually has authored SB 727 in Missouri. Mm-hmm. She is very much pro Common Core. So like I said, and even though we passed a Kill Common Core bill in Missouri, they've still trucked right on through. It hasn't mattered at all.
Same in Tennessee.
Because there's nobody to enforce that law.
Exactly.
Like your legislature is, they have no power once it's out the door.
Right.
And they're creating this massive bureaucracy through the allowance of the promulgation of rules. Once it's out the door, they can write whatever they want.
Right.
And it's horrific. But SB 727, what that has done is in Missouri, they say, well, it's a parental rights bill. We're giving kids options. We're getting them out of government schools. But the thing people need to realize is that's a lie. Because in Missouri, our SB 727 started as a 12-page bill. Now, what people need to know is they're probably doing the same thing in Tennessee that they did in Missouri. A 12-page bill was what people, the community, the state of Missouri could come to the public hearing and testify on for or against. That 12-page bill did not have homeschools in it. It did not have even a fraction. So it looked pretty benign as a 12-page bill.
Right.
Had a $9 million fiscal note. But what they do is once they get it out of the purview of the public and the public can speak into it, they substitute those bills. And so what they substituted on the floor was a 153-page omnibus that they negotiated heavily with the Democrats. We are a supermajority state. We have the supermajority of Republicans in the House, Senate, and we have the governor's mansion. So we should not be negotiating with radical leftist Democrats. That's what has happened. And we've cross-referenced the bill. About 85% of the bill now are Democrat priorities because we matched those things that are in the bill to other bills that Democrats have filed.
Right.
So they came up with this grand compromise. But there's so much in the bill that has nothing to do. And it and this is the big deal. It ballooned from a $9 million fiscal note to a almost half a billion dollar fiscal note in the summer. So it mentions DESE, which is our Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, over 125 times. I got news for you guys. When you mention the Department of Education in your anti-government school choice bill, that is only letting the government decide what, quote, school choice looks like in your state.
Right.
So people are catching on to just those most basic things. I believe that in this bill, over 19 times, it mentions the promulgation. And it gives DESE the allowance, once it becomes law, to promulgate all the rules once it actually were, if it were to pass. And people are starting to figure out what that means. That's why we have such a massive bureaucracy.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing in Tennessee too. We were told in committee that once the bill passes, the Department of Education will be promulgating the administration and the distribution of this program.
So let me explain to people in Missouri, it's they say, well, it's tax credits. You have millionaires and billionaires that can get a tax credit for donating for scholarships for underprivileged kids. Okay, that's great. However, when you launder that money through our state treasurer's office and you tag God knows how many, 160-page bill that allows DESE to promulgate untold rules and regulations, then it becomes a government program, make no mistake.
Right.
So the fight is, no, we're letting, you know, these are tax credits. And no. Tax credits of old that just gave scholarships, that was one thing. This is something different. Mm-hmm. This is money with massive strings attached.
Right.
And so what we're seeing, a couple of things, all funds pass through what's called an EAO, an education assistance organization. It's a not-for-profit. Mm-hmm. The EAOs then can actually contract, the bill says this, mm-hmm. with private financial institutions.
Of course.
And they can actually manage the funds. However, there's no rule, mm-hmm. there's no language in the law that says that they have to give back any money that they would make on the of this program. Mm-hmm. So right now in Missouri, this all came to be in 2021. Mm-hmm. By 2024, it's gone from 25 million to 75 million. Mm-hmm. And we're expecting that this program will explode in the next 5 years to be probably closer to $500 million is being funded for school choice. But here's the deal. What we find is that your state treasurer takes a commission off those funds, the EAO gets a commission off those funds, and then nobody will ever be able to sunshine what the private
right.
management companies that will manage those funds, you can't sunshine that, guys.
Right.
You can't sunshine the EAOs.
Yeah.
So what we're asking right now is show us the data mm-hmm. from 2021 that shows this even works.
Right.
How many kids have actually gone to, you know, from a public school to a private or a homeschool? Mm-hmm. Or we want to see the data. We yeah. can't get the data.
Neither can we here in Tennessee. And we've asked for exactly yeah, the same thing.
They don't want us to see it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. So I know the homeschool community in Missouri has been really upset because of 2A language. Is this the same bill where this 2A language was mentioned that has the homeschool community upset?
So there's not 2A language per se in the
right.
bill.
Right, yes,
but
it never
what
is.
Has happened is in a dirty little trick. Again, yep. they act like, oh, no, this is just for kids who take ESA money.
Right.
But what we have found, Tiffany, is that it was that homeschools were only mentioned in two separate small sections of law. Mm-hmm. What this bill does is it actually incorporates homeschools and under all state law now, mm-hmm. homeschools will be the same as your public, your private, your parochial.
Right.
And so it puts them under an umbrella we've never been under before.
Right.
And so there's lots of opinions coming to the table. Mm-hmm. We got a legal opinion yesterday. I would say this, I think that's one small part of the scary part of this bill because, mm-hmm. you know, with the gun-free zones, mm-hmm. it's a federal law. Mm-hmm. The ATF administers it. If you're found with a firearm within 1,000 feet of a school,
right.
that's a felony.
Yep.
So what we're saying is there's this one sentence that appears benign, but it's not benign.
Right.
So we don't even know that the 2A issue is, we think, one of multiple issues.
Right.
That we don't even know how to speak into yet, because this bill, again, with the promulgation of rules, what's happened in West Virginia, we mm-hmm. also have this thing called an FPE designation, mm-hmm. that it's the same exact verbiage as homeschool verbiage. Like the definition is exactly the same.
Right.
Except the FPE. Mm-hmm. Schools just say are not homeschools. Well, in West Virginia,
yes,
they did something very similar.
Yes, they did. Yes.
And so what happened, though, was that FPE and homeschools were considered exactly the same thing mm-hmm. under the Equal Protection Clause.
Right.
So we have information that we think is viable mm-hmm. and reliable and valid. But what's happening in Missouri, and you guys need to know this, is that I keep asking state reps and senators, how many school districts or parents are coming to you and saying, hey, we really need school choice? And every single one of them are having to answer honestly, none.
Yes.
What mm-hmm. we're seeing is the big lobby
yes.
pushing this and driving this. The only yep. people who want this are the big lobbyists.
That's I just actually penned an article about this that released this month about this very thing. And I said, it appears that our legislature has been bought by these major lobbyists because they're not representing the will of their constituents. No. They're representing the will of these major lobbyists. And in Missouri, who are those? I know who they are in Tennessee. Who are they in Missouri?
The threat of Americans for Prosperity.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The American Federation for Children.
Yep.
And then we have a private billionaire in Missouri that's always wanted expansions of charters and school choice. And he's a big one.
Yeah.
So you have those lobbyists threatening, literally walking in. And here's the big deal, Tiffany. Mm-hmm. It goes out of the Missouri legislature. It's 153 pages or 164.
Mm-hmm.
But now the lobbyists are going in and there's so many things we all know need to get fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going in and saying, you're not going to touch it. It's going to be voted on up and down as is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you dare vote no, we're going to come at you. Mm-hmm. with money and make sure you don't win your reelection campaign.
Oh, yeah. We've had that said to us by the lobbyists in the hallways outside of the committee that we have the money and the power to vote you out of office. And then, you know, there was a big news article. We've already had a representative in the state of Tennessee who recorded a conversation with a lobbyist where he was told, you know, we can't protect you if you're not on the right side of things. And I'm paraphrasing there, but people can go back and pull those articles up and read them. You know, this is what's happening. And they take great pride in the fact that if you aren't on the right side of school choice, they're going to vote you out of office. They were bragging to us in the hallways about how this happened in Texas and how they have no qualms about, you know, doing that here in the state of Tennessee. Is that what you're seeing in Missouri as well?
100%. Mm-hmm. I have state reps tell me they've never seen anything like it.
Yep.
That it is aggressive, that the bullying and strong arming is something the likes they've never seen.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we had a text message campaign. They're whipping votes right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those, we saw three of them, state reps who are no's, that the lobbyists and the consultants are sending out mass text messages, basically lying, saying this bill protects homeschoolers, this bill protects parental rights.
Yep.
It's a lie.
Yeah, we're seeing the same thing here. Yep, same thing here. And then the narrative floating around, homeschoolers are protected, homeschoolers have been taken out, this isn't going to happen. And, you know, those of us who've been doing this a long time, and this is our family's 20th year of homeschooling, we've watched this unfold across the nation for years.
Yep.
We've seen other people fight against this. We've seen the warnings. We heeded the warnings.
Yeah.
We've sounded the alarm. And people are so quick to believe the propaganda without doing the research. And then they want to shoot the messenger that's trying to bring them the message of truth and true freedom. And so we've really got to encourage people to get educated about what's going on and follow the money. And it might be inconvenient and it might shatter some narratives that you wanted to believe. But in the end, what we're trying to do is we're trying to fight for the freedom of everyone here.
Amen.
And so how do you educate? Because you guys have done some major things. I just saw a post that was made with your group that you removed school choice from the GOP platform from three Missouri congressional districts. How on earth are you accomplishing this? Because here, they all want to strangle me. I mean, they don't even want to hear the message. So how are you accomplishing this in Missouri? And how do
First
we get
all,
to where you are?
Hang in there, because honestly, there is an appetite for truth. People know something's terribly wrong in our country.
Mm-hmm.
They know something's terribly wrong where we live. And when your politicians can come back and lie and act like it's a victory that they've accomplished. And, you know, we've just done a really good job, I think, in Missouri of educating our central committees. Here's the big deal. In our central committees across the state, we are starting to elect. I just put my name in for the first time. I'm running unopposed. But I think we started to realize we've been lied to for a long time and told, you know, central committees only appoint people when they die in office and that's all they're for.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're starting to realize our own power. So we're organizing.
Mm-hmm.
We have groups that are, you know, we have private chat groups with people who are like-minded across the state of Missouri in these central committees. And we are literally taking hold of our power as central committees. What our central committees have done in many, many counties is we are vetting Republican candidates now. And
well, that's amazing. That's a concept that here in Tennessee, we can't seem to master because we keep getting worse. You know, we have elected officials and we're like, well, they need to go. They're not doing the right thing. Yeah. Then they don't vet the candidates. And then we wound up with worse than we already had. So I'm glad to hear that. And vetting is a real thing. We need to start interviewing and vetting individuals to find out where they stand on the side of freedom before we put in their bid to run.
Well, I think the thing that was so telling in Missouri is the GOP, okay, all the establishment, they were going to sue the counties that chose to vet. Now, how ridiculous is that? And vetting is just simply making sure that you're not electing a Democrat that's just running as a Republican because they know they can't win as a Democrat.
Right.
So, and actually, there was a judgment that just came down 2 days ago that said that's illegal. But let me tell you this, the GOP in Missouri at the caucus, the county that really spearheaded it, they said they did not submit their slate correctly of voters for the caucus, the congressional caucus on Saturday, and they removed them. Well, thank God those people showed up and somebody stood up and said, this is wrong. We need to vote to reinstate them. I'm going to call a point of order. And they all got reinstated. So Missouri's figuring it out.
Right.
Like this whole I mean, it's just this game that's played that the GOP is the all powerful. That's not true. We, the people, have the power.
Right.
If we're not afraid to just go grab it. So in Missouri, we're watching 727, which is our school choice bill. And I think that what's so encouraging is just that we have networked with like-minded people. And you have to be brave. And I just applaud you. And I applaud your radio station that, you know, courage is contagious.
Yes, absolutely.
Have courage because God goes before us. But what's happening, and this is more we could get into another time, but understanding that the International Baccalaureate is in our bills, that's the United Nations.
Yes.
The United Nations play, Common Core was always, in my opinion, this is the education run off of Agenda 21. This is what they've always envisioned.
Yep.
And that is to centralize all power, centralize the whole message. And they are all about virtual education.
Yep.
And that's the other last bill I want to talk about is the taxes. Like a lot of people are like, well, I'm just so glad I don't have kids in school. I don't have to worry about this, folks.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. The same dirty, nasty education lobby, the same lobby that is lobbying and threatening and berating and bullying all of your senators and state reps, they're lobbying for artificial intelligence to take over your real estate tax assessments. And so they're coming for your property, your real estate taxes. We have one county in Missouri. You can look it up, Jackson County, Missouri. And in Jackson County, Missouri, they're using artificial intelligence to evaluate people's home values. They're quadrupling their taxes. And when you see that, there's 55,000 appeals, and it's a Kansas City area, 55,000 appeals on their taxes, because in many cases, you have elderly people whose taxes have gone from $2,000 a year to $8,000 a year.
Wow.
They can't pay that.
Right.
So it's become a mess, but we're watching a bill, HB 1001, and they mask it and title it like this is to protect you. When you read it, it's talking about the true value assessment. And so it's like, okay, well, how are they going to accomplish a standardized, quote, true value? They're going to bring in and utilize AI.
Right.
And that is because the majority of our real estate taxes go to fund our schools.
Right.
The education lobby is pushing this. So even if you don't have children in school and you're not being directly impacted, you will, because the privatization of education means that the Bezos and the Zuckerbergs and the Gates, they're all entering this, the public education space and the privatization. And so when you see that, they want to feed at the trough, man, and they want more and more and more to do it. And what better than the low-hanging fruit of real estate taxes?
Absolutely.
And that's what they're really after. They don't care about our kids.
No.
They care about indoctrination, but they care about the money.
Absolutely. And I always follow the money, and I'm so thankful to the for the research that you're doing there and helping to spread the word. We need to take a break, but you don't want to miss the last segment of this, so join us right back here on the Free Your Children Radio Show.
Hey, this is She-Ra Ra with Rubik's Groove, and you're listening to WKOM 101.7 FM.
celebrate you with a new vehicle from Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. We have a huge selection of new vehicles waiting for you. We're talking cars, trucks, and SUVs. And if you're in the business of selling your vehicle, we've got you covered. We'll buy from you even if you don't buy from us. At Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia, we're locally owned and operated and proud to serve our community as the largest CDJR dealership in Tennessee. Find your new ride today when you visit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia.
Hello, this is Rick Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. What is a full-service jeweler? Experienced staff, custom designers, in-house jewelry repairs, and beautiful jewelry. Yes, at Tillis Jewelry, we are passionate, knowledgeable, and committed to integrity. We strive to be the best in our community and in our profession. We build long-term relationships and become part of family traditions that will cross generations. We delight clients by providing an unparalleled selection, superior service, and exceptional value. Tillis Jewelry, we exceed your expectations.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
This is Tripp Stoltz, owner and manager at Columbia Ace Hardware. We have changed our store hours to better serve our community. Columbia Ace Hardware is now open from 7 to 7, Monday through Friday, from 8 to 4 on Saturday, and closed on Sunday. Come see us at 112 East James Campbell Boulevard and let us show you customer service that can only be found at Columbia Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, it's Tiffany Boyd with Free Your Children, and we are excited about our new home at WKOM FM 101.7. Join us on Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 p.m. as we share the truth in love about education. We will also be discussing parental rights, constitutional rights, and educational rights. We hope you'll join us. You can also subscribe to the Free Your Children podcast wherever you get your podcast. Welcome back to the Free Your Children Radio Show. I am joined today by guest Stacy Shore, and we are having a great discussion on all things education, parental rights, Common Core, school choice, all the topics that you don't really want to talk about, but you really need to know and understand. And so this last segment, I want to focus on SEL, social emotional learning. We were just talking about CRT, and I was telling Stacy, and we were discussing this, that, you know, states pass legislation, and in Tennessee, CRT, critical race theory, is supposed to be illegal. And so oftentimes, representatives, legislators, they pass bills and they say, well, that's gone. It's illegal. I actually had someone that works for the Department of Education tell me, well, we've passed this bill. It no longer exists. Are you kidding me? It's embedded everywhere. Previously, I think it's been a year or so now at this point, but I had an opportunity to interview Dr. Carol Swain. She's done lots of work in terms of critical race theory, and we were actually talking about this, and she said that bill that was signed into law, you know, that it's supposed to be illegal in the state of Tennessee, it means nothing because they can't enforce it. And that's what you and I were discussing, Stacy. Once it's passed, they lose control of what's going on. Common Core is still very much alive and well in Tennessee. It's still very much alive and well across the United States. They're in Missouri where you are. Critical race theory is too, because this is what happens in education. And if you're just tuning in and you've just found Free Your Children, I am a former tenured public school teacher. We are a 20-year veteran homeschool family, but I do have a background in education. And one thing they love to do in education is when people catch on to the fact that an initiative may not be good, they just rebrand it. as right. something else, and they love acronyms. CRT, SEL, birds of the same feather. Wouldn't you agree, Stacy?
100%.
And so you've done lots of work on social emotional learning. Tell our listeners what it is and why it's bad.
First of all, you have to understand that when your kid gets a Chromebook and you've gone to one-to-one or an iPad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That every single time they touch that, they're literally gathering data that can be monetized, that can be sold, mm-hmm. and that can be studied and researched.
Without parental consent under FERPA.
That is correct. Yes. You check the box, let them use technology. Mm-hmm. But what you're doing, giving away so much of their freedom, their intellectual property, their ability to be tracked mm-hmm. and monetized. So those are all really important things.
Right.
But what we realize is social emotional learning, that used to be called, it was a study that came out of our federal government in 2013, and it was called Grit, Tenacity, Perseverance. It was a study on grit, tenacity, and perseverance. And that was a study that came out of our own government during the Common Core push. Now, grit, tenacity, perseverance is social emotional learning. And what they're studying are your children's values, attitudes, dispositions, and beliefs. Mm-hmm. All the things that should be curated in the home, protected in the home.
Amen.
But that is what they're studying. Mm-hmm. So when you understand that mental health is being used so loosely and evaluated so loosely, that when your children are taking an assessment or even taking a survey online, they are measuring a metric of social and emotional belief systems. Mm-hmm. So the reason your kids aren't learning or your kids are coming out indoctrinated mm-hmm. is because everything is becoming also adaptive.
Right.
So if they're all start out with the same question and little Johnny answers the first question in a way that's not accepted mm-hmm. by the software,
yep.
they'll ask the same in a different way until
exactly.
literally get the correct answer. He's got get some kind of a stimulative reward mm-hmm. from the iPad or the Chromebook, and then they move into the next question.
Right.
So it's incredibly dangerous. They're shaping our children's values, attitudes, dispositions, and beliefs. Mm-hmm. But when you understand where the origin of that is, it is from totally radical woke agendas in education. Our State Department of Education is pushing that. Mm-hmm. They're seating people on the board. So what happened in Missouri last year? All the same people, all the same Republicans pushing Senate Bill 727 and telling us it's not a problem. Mm-hmm. They voted in something. It was called House Bill 447. And House Bill 447 was supposed to basically rewrite health standards for Missouri. I knew immediately what it was. And it was one of the last silos of the Common Core, which was, it was sex ed. Mm-hmm. It's the comprehensive sexuality standards I knew would be embedded in it. Well, everyone said, no, you're crazy. Well, you know what we did? We sunshine requested all the information that came out of the work groups last summer. And every single thing we knew was going to happen, we now have documented in writing. They're talking about literally scope and sequence for pre-K mm-hmm. through 12 of the sexual health standards. They're everywhere.
Right.
Look them.
Yep.
Term CDC sexual health standards. So what we left off in Missouri with the bill was the word sexual, but it also brings in massive amounts of social emotional. Mm-hmm. That's all your CRT. That's your DEI. It's mm-hmm. everything.
Right.
And so they're giving your children these tests that we cannot see. Mm-hmm. What they're measuring is their attitudes, values, dispositions, and beliefs. And they're making sure that they're shaping those values, attitudes, dispositions, and beliefs through standards that are being written. And our bill actually allowed for, quote, nonprofits to mm-hmm. write those standards without naming them.
Wow.
When you see, I mean, can anybody say derivatives of Planned Parenthood?
Exactly.
I mean, what they're driving, but it's the CDC. So yes. also in those standards,
yep.
we our SE acknowledges the CDC mm-hmm. as a valid and reliable, you know.
Yeah, Tennessee's doing the same thing. Exactly.
Yeah. So it's like, make sure you understand what we're asking for. It's the WISC model. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you talk much about that in Tennessee, but it's wraparound services.
Oh, yeah.
It's mm-hmm. Ed to Med.
Yep, I've written about this, the medicalization of schools, the community school model. Tennessee is completely invested in the community school model. I just reshared that article that I had written the other day because it's the whole goal is to replace the family and have the school provide every need of the child.
Let me just say this. With social emotional learning, your little kid has an iPad. They take a test and he believes in guns and Jesus and, you know, the family, the mommy and daddy and, you know, husbands marry wives. Well, he gets docked on that, but he continues to. So he gets a score from all these surveys and assessments. And you get called into the principal's office and said, look, we think your son has a mental health issue. He's showing signs of mental health. And we have a clinic right here on site. So we have brought in a psychiatrist. Virtual education, a virtual doctor. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. That's okay. I can hear you.
But anyway, I think that they're bringing in virtual psychiatrists from Oregon and California. And they're sitting in front of your children in these clinics in your schools, and they're assessing them.
Absolutely.
And if they say, oh, little Johnny needs to be put on a psychotropic because look at his survey results, he's showing signs of mental health issues.
Yep.
Does a parent say, oh, no, I'm not doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. And in Tennessee, we have legislation that would identify those children as at risk. And then if they pass the at-risk boarding charter facilities, they could potentially earn a bed in that particular residential facility. So you're right. It is pervasive. It is sweeping the nation. We're seeing this everywhere. Parents really need to be aware. And they need to read the bills. And they need to read the amendments. And they need to do a deep dive and read the language. I want to say thank you, Stacey, for all the hard work that you and all the women and men that are involved in this fight in Missouri are pouring all of their time and efforts into protecting children and protecting families and maintaining freedoms. We are watching you in Tennessee and we do value your work immensely. So thank you so much for that. I also want to mention, as I was sitting here, I just got an alert. We HB 2986, which is the parental rights bill, Representative Faison moved to hold that on the desk, so they did not vote on the floor today for this bill, which is a good thing. Contact your representatives, ask them to vote no on that. We need to kill that bill. I want to thank Safe Storage again for sponsoring today's show. Also thank JP Financial Services for their support. And I want to leave you with this. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. Isaiah 48. We love you here at Free Your Children, but remember, Jesus loves you so much more.